Every hour, this sounder signified the highest quality radio journalism. For a century, CBS Radio was always there. Edward R. Murrow describing Nazi death camps in 1945.
If you have no appetite to hear what Germans have done, now is a good time to switch off the radio.
On November 22, 1963, CBS Radio broke the news of John F. Kennedy's assassination.
It has just been announced that President Kennedy is dead.
CBS led in its reporting on September 11, 2001.
A disaster in downtown New York City.
Bill Vitka is a retired CBS anchor.
When you work for CBS, you feel a responsibility to the public to get the story right and to get it out.
Elon University retired journalism professor Richard Landsberg is a 35-year radio news veteran. He says great radio news can compete against growing competition from social media, the internet, and other sources.
All of those other ways of getting news and information are great, but none of them work when you're in traffic on the Beltway.
While we are losing our partner at the CBS Radio Network May 22nd, WTOP will continue broadcasting the news as we have for decades. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.